This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Most of the vote there. You are the majority leader, so that's a step out for you. Why would you vote no?
I think it's my job to serve the people. I still had questions. I was a no vote last week. If it came up, I was a no vote this morning if it came up. But it's also my job to know where things are going to go. And if I know something is still going to pass, it's not going to hurt anything, I can vote comfortably my conscience. And my job is to serve the people. And I still had too many questions. There weren't any guarantees. This is no fault fully on the current administration, but there were questions that I still had, and they were not answered, despite the time that we had to kind of get them answered. I give credit to the current administration for scrambling and trying, but they can't guarantee that CDBG funds would be available for those organizations. They cannot guarantee. I do trust that he would do everything in his power to, which is why I didn't vote no against any of the other amendments. I think those are valid once it passes. But I have to vote my conscience, and it's my job to serve the people. And until we rectify certain things, I literally do have to look myself in the mirror every day, and this is my life right now, so this is why.
The council took a recess today.
Yes.
Can you just explain why you did that and what happened in that hour?
Well, in the recess, we tried to figure out if there was anything we could do to save those two organizations, is what it came down to.
How worried are you going for these even harder decisions to make in the new year with the anticipated budget shortfall?
How worried am I? I'm very concerned. Obviously, this $19 million, I don't want any money to go back to the federal government. And if it really came down to it, that would be a different kind of a decision we would have to make. But it's where we are. And $19 million is probably a drop in the bucket from where we'll be next year. Fighting for the constituents of the Ellicott District, for those without voices, for those who feel like they're unheard and underserved. It's my job to speak up on their behalf, and I don't want to do it I can't take a yes vote just to make people happy today. I have to live with my decisions, and this is one that I'll wear, and it's my first no, my first big no, but it's important to me, so I did.
One more, guys.
So this has been in existence. Obviously, you know, they've had 2 years to kind of work through some of this. It is my understanding, and I don't know for sure, that the current administration found out about it pretty late in their brand new tenure. And so it became a numbers game. What can be moved, what cannot be moved, uncovering what they can. And then if you realize they've also lost your economic development team, who was also spearheading. You've got a $500 million budget that you have two people managing. That's a lot. of money to move around. And those who would know where everything is are not there. There's still some staff there, to, like institutional knowledge, that can give some insight. But I can't imagine that this was easy for the current administration to work through, or the staff. And I know they've been scrambling for quite some time. But there's some community groups that are still looking for things. It's not a lot, just two that I know of. I've offered used capital dollars to try to help those that have been impacted negatively by this vote that we took today, for the roof for King Urban Life. And we'll work with the administration and my colleagues to see if we can make Ujima whole.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.